www.chicagobusiness.com.
We're going to break in here. There's a breaking story going on out of, is this New York, Tommy?
Yes, it is.
Is that the World Trade?
Spectacular pictures coming out of New York City right now. It looks like, and we're getting initial reports, that it looks like a plane crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center. Black smoke is pouring out of some of the upper floors. Hard to tell how high up in the building it was. I don't remember how many stories that building has, but it apparently impacted into the building. There is fire visible, heavy smoke curling out of the top towers. This would be coming up on 9 o'clock in New York City, so presumably people would be in that building, and the workday would have started.
You know,
so this could potentially be an incredible tragedy in New York City, because it is a spectacular picture to see, with the smoke pouring out of the top of the building and also out of a gaping hole in one side of one of the towers of the World Trade Center in New York.
This literally just happened because there's nothing on the wire yet. We're seeing pictures that were promptly put up on one of the all-news channels here. If you've seen the World Trade Towers, you know that they're huge, they're humongous. This is probably, what do you think, Tommy, 7 or 8 floors down from the top?
They're saying, now I'm getting reports, it's the 85th floor. Hang on a second.
Okay.
Hang on.
All right, go ahead. This is the, not quite to the top, but a few of them down. And if I'm looking at this thing right, this was not a graze. This looks like this thing hit it head on almost. It went into the building.
In fact, as you look at the pictures, it looks like it climbed several floors.
Yeah.
It actually hit and then kind of ricocheted. Several floors have been taken out.
Tommy, could it be that it was just banked and angled in there like it was turning into it?
Well, if you look at the picture that way, you could get that impression that it was, and we don't know how big a plane it is either. But it certainly could have been turning at the time.
It is almost the complete side of the building. There's a few feet on the left side and a few feet on the right side, but it's almost the complete side of that thing on the 85th floor. This is a huge tragedy. And you know what? 9 o'clock in the morning up there. You're right, Tommy. There are people up there working.
Hard to believe that unless it was intentional. Hard to believe that. It's perfectly clear there in terms of weather conditions that a plane would, you know, go into that building.
You know,
there's a lot of room around it.
And I'll just say this up front, because you hate to speculate in anything like this, but that was my first thought. It almost looks like somebody intended to do that. By the looks of it, because this thing, I mean, I don't know how much rubble or how much debris is on the ground. It just happened, and we don't have those pictures yet, but it looks like this airplane went right into the top floors of the World Trade Towers.
No immediate word on injuries or fatalities and wire stories I'm getting now. It happened just before 9 o'clock New York time. The plane was coming in low, and it looked like it hit at a slight angle. That according to a CNN vice president who actually saw it. And again, large holes are visible in two sides of the 110-story building, one of the landmark twin towers, incidentally also the site of a terrorist bombing several years ago. Again, at this point, no speculation as to what might have happened here, but the plane definitely impacted on about the 85th floor, it looks like, of one of the twin towers of the World Trade Center in New York City. Heavy smoke is pouring out of that building. This is also going to be the kind of thing where the fire department is going to have a tough time in New York City getting up there to battle this blaze. They're literally going to have to go up into the 85th and then above that into those floors and see if there are people trapped, how much damage there is. There's the problem of getting water up there. This is probably one of the worst scenarios that a fire department could run into in terms of battling a blaze of this magnitude. And at this point, it seems to be burning out of control. The smoke can be seen for miles around. Pictures coming out of New York City show a column of smoke coming off the top of that building and then spreading out probably toward New Jersey at this point, with incredible damage being done to one of the towers of the World Trade Center this morning. It's an incredible sight, and now there's even more explosions and fire seemingly coming out of the building where perhaps something caught fire and exploded as part of that impact of the airplane going into one of the twin towers of the World Trade Center shortly before 9 this morning. No speculation on injuries. Probably they haven't had a chance to get up into that area to really do any kind of serious survey of the situation, and perhaps it's almost impossible to get into it. Because it probably was occupied, it happened just before 9 o'clock New York City time, so there's a good chance that people were, in fact, at work in those upper floors of one of the towers of the World Trade Center in New York City this morning when that explosion occurred. We're continuing to monitor the situation. Let's get a look now at our situation here in terms of your morning commute with the latest. Here's Mary Vandeveld.
80-94 from the state line all the way over to the Bishop Ford, and very slow day for you on the tolls. Here's WTN.
Mary, can I interrupt you? We have to get back to the situation in New York. It now looks like the other tower has been hit. Let's go to WINZ in New York with that's the all news operation in New York City.
Over the East River here into Brooklyn. What appears to be paper, this is obviously a horrible disaster. It had to have been at least one plane, possibly two. The fires in the two buildings are at separate levels.
We're monitoring WINZ Radio, WINZ in New York, news radio in New York City, on live coverage of this disaster that is unfolding at the World Trade Center. And clearly, the pictures that are now being shown show a plane, what looks like a 737, crashing into the second tower of the World Trade Center. All this started shortly before 8 o'clock our time with an explosion and a report that a plane had flown into one of the twin towers of the World Trade Center. And then just about 5 minutes ago, a horrendous explosion and second fire in the second tower of the World Trade Center. And a plane clearly visible in the video from all the television networks, a plane seemingly the size of a 737, plowed right into the upper floors of the second tower of the World Trade Center, seemingly an intentional attack on both towers of the World Trade Center in New York City. The top floors of both of those buildings are charred and burning, and they look like it looks like a disaster of an incredible magnitude in New York City unfolding this morning. We're monitoring ABC television news, obviously, this morning. Tom Peterson here in the WGN newsroom, where this morning, if you're just joining us, two airplanes crashed into the twin towers of the World Trade Center in New York City. Incredible damage, fire, no doubt, high casualty counts. It looked like an intentional attack on both of the towers with two airplanes. Reports from the FBI, in fact, that the planes had been hijacked. Again, we're monitoring ABC television news coverage, live coverage of this horrendous event that occurred just before 8 o'clock our time in New York City with two airplanes hitting both towers of the World Trade Center in New York City. This is Chicago's News and Talk Radio 720 WGN, carrying live coverage from ABC television news at this hour on the horrendous story on being unfolding in New York City this morning. We're shortly before 8 o'clock. One airplane hit one of the towers of the World Trade Center, and then a few minutes later, another airplane, seemingly a twin-engine jet airliner, slammed into the second tower of the U.S. World Trade Center in New York. Both towers aflame, heavily damaged, casualties expected to be extremely high. There's no other way of putting it at this point, as New York City firefighters attempt to get into that area high atop those buildings to rescue or recover whatever they can from the people who were no doubt in there. Happening shortly before 9 o'clock this morning in New York City, where there were no doubt scores of people in those upper floors working. Again, let's go back to ABC television news coverage live of this disaster in New York City.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a difficult moment for America. I unfortunately will be going back to Washington after my remarks. Secretary Rod Paige and Lieutenant Governor will take the podium and discuss education. I do want to thank the folks here at Booker Elementary School for their hospitality. Today we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country. I have spoken to the Vice President, to the Governor of New York, to the Director of the FBI, and have ordered that the full resources of the federal government go to help the victims and their families, and to conduct a full-scale investigation to hunt down and to find those folks who committed this act. Terrorism against our nation will not stand. And now, if you join me in a moment of silence. May God bless the victims, their families, and America. Thank you very much.
This is Tom Peterson in the WGN Newsroom. We are receiving word now from Mike Mathis, who is landing our helicopter at Midway Airport. Obviously, our traffic reporting for now is down for the day. He is reporting that Midway and O'Hare, in fact, all the airports in the Chicago area have been shut down. And we know that for sure New York City's airports have been down. But now there is also a report that they're going to shut down the entire air traffic system across the country, closing all the airports as a precaution, and that the order has gone out. So that will be a situation to watch closely, but it looks like all air traffic will be closed down, Midway and O'Hare reportedly being shut down, and there will be no traffic in or out. The airplanes presumably on their way into Chicago will be, of course, able to land, but there will be nothing else going out at this point, and we will monitor that situation. We are trying at this point to get hold of the FAA and Chicago aviation officials to get some more information on that. Back to ABC News, TV News coverage of this horrendous event in New York this morning. If you're first joining us, shortly before 8 o'clock this morning, one plane slammed into one tower of the World Trade Center. A few minutes later, another plane, presumably now hijacked, we understand, flew directly into the second tower of the World Trade Center. Both buildings are aflame. There's no doubt extreme casualties in both buildings. Firefighters from New York City are on the scene. And again, as a precaution, a security precaution, it appears that all air traffic is going to be halted across the United States until security officials, the government, get a handle on exactly what happened and what seems to be an intentional terrorist attack on the World Trade Center, with two airplanes being flown into those buildings this morning. We are getting reports in the WGN newsroom that that fire and the apparently an explosion that preceded it is at the Pentagon. And that, again, is being confirmed by some news sources. And there might be a couple of fires at the Pentagon and near the White House in the West Wing, which is being evacuated, as ABC News was saying. It seems to be a coordinated terrorist attack. First of all, on the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center in New York, and now a couple of targets, presumably, in Washington, D.C. What we have here is the original attack on the World Trade Center Tower 1. A few minutes later, another plane, presumably hijacked, and we are being told an airliner with perhaps a lot of people on board, slammed into the second tower. Both of those buildings are burning. Then an airliner, it appears, was also diverted and flown into the Pentagon, and there could be another explosion nearby there. Let us check out our local situation. One of WGN News' Rick Jaeger is at the Sears Tower this morning, checking off the situation there. Rick, what do you see?
Child, I'm standing outside the Sears Tower right now. There are several people leaving the building. I've talked to a couple of security guards saying the building is not being evacuated, but it appears, though, as people are leaving on their own accord just to be safe.
This is Tom Peterson in the WGN Newsroom as we return to local coverage of this catastrophe this morning in New York City and in Washington, D.C. On the phone with me is Monique Bond, spokeswoman for the Chicago Aviation Department. Monique, it is our understanding that they have stopped all takeoffs nationwide, so obviously we are affected here in Chicago, correct?
That is correct. All departures have been stopped nationwide. Arrivals en route, however, will arrive. The airports are now at a heightened state of awareness, meaning there will be more visible signs of security. You will see more foot patrol officers throughout the terminals. Canine units have been dispatched, and the tow trucks are out on the road fronts towing any unattended vehicles.
Here in Chicago, they have evacuated the Sears Tower, and other buildings, I'm sure, are taking similar precautions, people being urged to leave. We're told that there are also some reports now that they're going to try to move up the metro schedule and things like that so people can get out of the downtown area. Tom Peterson in the WGN Newsroom. We interrupt ABC's live coverage of what's transpired to go to Washington, D.C., and we join Senator Dick Durbin.
September 11th, 2001 is another day that will live in infamy. Anyone who attacks the United States, killing innocent people the way it's happened today, clearly by design, is going to pay a price.
Let us go locally now to O'Hare Airport, which has become the scene of some attention in the wake of these attacks on the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, the State Department. Also, a report still being checked out of an aircraft crashing about 80 miles southeast of Pittsburgh, apparently. We don't know if that's related to any of this. But let us go out to O'Hare. WGN's Doug Cummings is there. Doug, what's the scene at O'Hare Airport this morning?
You know, if you looked at it, Tom, from the perspective of not knowing what's going on elsewhere, you'd just think it was a very quiet day. But if you look closer, normally there is activity on the runways, on the taxiways, around the airport buildings. There is none of that today. The aircraft that I have seen have all been parked. I have seen no aircraft in the air. Very unusual for the midday of a weekday at O'Hare. Even traffic coming into O'Hare, very slight. It looks like they have shut down the parking garage. There are city vehicles parked at angles across the ramps going into the parking garage.
We're going to break here for just a moment because we've talked about the voluntary evacuations and people leaving the downtown buildings, for the most part business being shut down in the downtown area. Let's get an update now from WGN's Traffic Central, and here's Mike Mathis with the latest. Mike?
Well, Tom, we still see some traffic coming in and up on the Kennedy as you approach the downtown area, and the inbound Dan Ryan from before the Stevenson through downtown, that's pretty much normal. We are seeing some unusually heavy delays now northbound on Lakeshore Drive north of North Avenue. Good indication folks leaving town vehicularly wise, that at any rate, heading northbound. And it's heavy both directions through the lights in Grant Park. But otherwise, no major effort, at least on as far as the cars are concerned, to leave the downtown area. Talk to Frank Malone, spokesman for Metra. They are operating on what's called a load and go basis right now. They will fill up the trains and send them out. And they are also bringing in trains from anywhere that they can get them to accommodate the trains to turn around immediately and take passengers from the downtown area to the outlying areas. Tom?
Thank you very much, Mike. Let's get back out to O'Hare Airport, where WGN's Doug Cummings has been watching the situation out there. What's the latest, Doug?
Well, Tom, I've just walked into Terminal 2. There is a lot of activity from around some of the counters, but basically what we're being told, I've been told by several officers in a very direct way that they want the media away from O'Hare. They've not told us anywhere else to go. One of the officers I talked to briefly said it's a security concern. They don't want the live trucks and the media vehicles up next to the building. And they are getting ready to tow. So,
looks like you'll be leaving.
I think I'll be leaving.
So once again, but just to wrap up the situation out there, there is no activity at all, it appears. The departures have been stopped.
Let me interrupt you for a second, Tom. I'm going to try and get in on a news conference in Terminal 2 here with Monique Bond. I'm just coming up on it now. A little delay, but I'm going to try and throw the phone up next to her and see what she has to say. So that's the next voice you'll hear will be Monique Bond, the aviation spokeswoman.
But nationwide, we don't want to create a sense of panic or hysteria. People should remain calm. We've got our customer service agents, the airline ticket agents are also assuring passengers of alternative modes until further notice.
Tom Peterson in the WGN newsroom interrupting ABC's continuing coverage from New York City on today's events, but let's get more local right now. WGN's Wes Bleed is at the Hancock building where he says people are leaving. Right, Wes?
They're leaving and being told not to enter, Tom. The building was evacuated sometime earlier this morning after the tragedy in New York and Washington. And we see a fair amount of foot traffic out here on Michigan Avenue. Of course, it's a busy place on most weekdays, and I would say, just, you know, from casual observation, it is definitely a little busier than normal, with a lot of people standing on the corners here, hailing cabs, getting on buses, and just the smattering of people I've spoken to. They have either been told their building was evacuated or that their office was given permission to leave and to take the rest of the day off and get on home. And the concerns on their faces tell the story, Tom.
Wes, thank you very much. Reporting from the Hancock Center, we also have David Stewart over at City Hall. David, what's the story there?
Well, Tom, walking over here, I can echo what Wes said. You can hear snatches of conversations, people in stunned disbelief that such a thing could occur, and talking about how it may have some sort of an impact on Chicago. We've not seen any physical impact on Chicago so far, but what we can tell you is that certain government office buildings have been closed down as precautions. For example, the Daly Center is now closed, and it has been evacuated. Cook County Sheriff's Police are guarding the perimeter of that building with canine units inside. The Thompson Center, the State of Illinois building, is closed and dark. You cannot get access to that building. The Old State building across LaSalle Street from the Thompson Center is also closed. City Hall, however, and the county side of the City Hall complex building is open, at least for the time being. There is extra security around this building. All exits have been closed except for one on each side, one on the county side and one on the city side, where you can gain entrance at least for the time being. However, most of the businesses has come to a standstill. People are crowding into the streets and apparently deciding what to do with the rest of their day, Tom.
And it looks like, Mike Mathis, are you over there in Traffic Central?
And right now, in fact, I just talked to some motorists who are on the ground and saying the downtown area on Columbus and Lake Streets are all much heavier than normal. So a good indication that a lot of motorists that have driven into downtown are driving again outbound. We're seeing increased delays, certainly heavier than normal, on northbound Lakeshore Drive north of North Avenue in both directions through the lights in Grant Park.
All right. Noel Gaffney at the CTA saying they are maintaining rush hour level service. Metra is running a load-and-go run out of Union and Union Pacific Station, the Northwestern Station downtown.
This is Steve Bertrand in the WGN Newsroom. We expect to hear from officials of the city of Chicago coming up in the next few minutes. They have a news conference scheduled at the 911 Center to discuss any local precautions being taken in the wake of this attack on the United States today. WGN's Andrea Darlis is at the United Center, or make that the 911 Center. Andrea, what can you tell us so far?
Steve, exactly what you said is what we expect to hear. City officials are expected to talk with us momentarily, probably in about 15 minutes, just to talk about the precautions that we're taking here in the city of Chicago. Mayor Daley is meeting now with all of his officials, including Police Superintendent Terry Hillard and Fire Commissioner James Joyce, along with CTA President Frank Cruzzi. They're all discussing, obviously, steps and precautionary measures that they're taking, and we expect to hear from them shortly.
We go back now to WGN News Director Tom Peterson.
We have Larry Schreiner on the line, Steve, and he is reporting that Chicago police are now going into a heightened alert status. Larry, what's the latest on that?
Tom and Steve, what they're doing is they're putting in a heightened alert around federal and government buildings. They're also telling all police officers citywide to be on the lookout for the possibility of any stolen buses or large trucks that could be used to cause some problems. If you see a suspicious vehicle, notify the proper people. There will be restricted parking around government and federal buildings. Also keep an eye on those large trucks. If you see anything suspicious, you set up a perimeter, you notify bomb and arson immediately. Chicago Fire Department is going and checking all extra fire equipment that they have in firehouses or that they have. They're making sure that they are gassed and they're equipped.
WGN's David Stewart is keeping an eye on cancellations in the loop. David, what can you tell us?
Well, as we reported earlier, and just to confirm what Doug and Larry have been talking about, there is a heightened police presence around all the city and county buildings downtown. The Daley Center, where the courts and a lot of county offices are, has been closed and evacuated. Live at City Hall, David Stewart, WGN News.
And we expect to hear from city officials now coming up in about 20 minutes or so. Their briefing, which had been scheduled for 10:30, was pushed back to 11:30. WGN's Wes Bleed has spent much of the morning on North Michigan Avenue. Wes?
Various scenes along Michigan Avenue, Steve and Tom, including right outside of our studios at the Tribune Tower. Large crowd gathered watching the TV monitor, which we have there, and listening to our coverage.
You know, this is one of those stories, Wes, where there are so many people involved, and we talked about, you know, perhaps as many as 50,000 people inside the World Trade Centers. This is a story unlike the Oklahoma City bombing tragedy, where it's likely that each of us is going to know someone who died today,
well,
or at least who was injured today. And I know that the people have that in their minds and hearts as well.
Incidentally, speaking of that, one woman I spoke with who actually had just been coming out of Fourth Presbyterian Church, I said, why did you feel it was important to come down? She said, well, my uncle works at the World Trade Center, but he was not there today.
Mm-hmm.
He was not there. And she said, I felt a special urging to go and give thanks. Fourth Pres opened its doors. They posted signs to say, come on in for prayer and meditation. And they are also having a noon prayer service at Fourth Pres on Michigan Avenue. No doubt many other churches are going to offer similar opportunities for people to pray and meditate.
This is Steve Bertrand again in the WGN newsroom. And we will go to the 911 center where Mayor Daley is addressing reporters.
But we cannot be too careful. I urge all the people not to panic. but to remain alert and vigilant. I assure them that essential city services are being delivered. We have opened the emergency command center, placed the Chicago Police Department and Fire Department and all city agencies on full alert. As you know, all U.S. flights have been grounded. All departures from O'Hare, Midway, and Meigs Airport were halted at 9 a.m. Landings were stopped about 10 a.m.
It is 11:30. You're listening to WGN Chicago as we continue to follow this story today. The terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center in New York, the Pentagon in Washington, and a fourth jetliner apparently hijacked crashed about 80 miles from Pittsburgh today.